Hello and welcome to the EFICO podcast, our community of professionals, managers and organizational leaders who are enthusiastic about learning and improving themselves and their organizations. Now, one of the skills that sets people apart in their organizations is their ability to speak confidently in public. Presentation and public speaking skills are important because they help you to convey your ideas, your plans, your proposals, and your expectations to others. With the right skills, you can inform, educate, inspire, and persuade other people effectively. Interestingly, there is empirical as well as practical evidence to show that the skills for effective presentations and public speaking are rare, highly sought after, and most importantly, that they can be learned. That's why this week I would like to explore the subject of public speaking and presentation skills and share with you a basic layout or structure that you can use to give your presentations and speeches the perfect punch. As usual, we're going to begin by taking a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. Our goal for today's episode is to get you better at delivering presentations and speeches. And to do this, I would like to talk about the basic presentation layout. Scientific studies have shown that structure enhances the quality of our presentations. So what does the evidence tell us about the right structure? Well, the basic presentation layout should consist of number one, a powerful opening. Number two, an insightful middle. Number three, an action-oriented first closing. Number four, an interactive Q&A, question and answer session. And number five, the door-opening final close. Let's start with a powerful opening. You should begin your presentation by introducing yourself, of course, and the purpose of your presentation, including the key question or questions that you are going to try to address in your presentation, and possibly the short answers to those questions. You should also include the action that you want them to take after your presentation. This creates a solid roadmap for the journey. And if you think about this, everyone prefers to go on a journey with a clear roadmap. For example, let's say I want to give a presentation about marital failures. I can start by saying, "Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Omagbishe Baru, and today I would like to talk to you about why marriages fail and explain three of these reasons: the lack of empathy, poor listening, and poor feedback. At the end of this talk, I want you to evaluate your marriage against these three reasons and come up with an action plan to improve your marriage." So can you see how I have created a roadmap? Starting off by introducing the topic as a question, talking about the short answers to that question, and then identifying or highlighting upfront the action that I want you to take based on listening to my presentation. A powerful opening can also include a number of elements. For example, if you have a slide, you can put up some pictures. You can have a famous quote from somebody. You can share some statistics, a trite statement, or even a story. You could even give the audience a rhetorical question to tease them. So, for example, you can share a story about a challenging situation that someone had in their marriage, or a statistic about failures in marriage, or a question like, what do you think is the purpose of good premarital counseling? Now, after the powerful opening, you want to have an insightful middle. So once you are through with the powerful opening, you go into the main body of your presentation by going through each of the short answers with an explanation or the evidence to back them up. Now you must also transition from one of the answers or one of the points to the next one in a very compelling way. And we call this by repeating the previous point and connecting to the next point. So for example, you will take time to explain each of these three points together, linking them and providing examples as well as techniques to improve in each of the three areas. Then you will transition from one point to the other using repetition to ensure that it sticks. You know, you could even create your own mnemonic, ELF, you know, ELF, taken from the words empathy, listening, and feedback. Mnemonics like ELF help everyone to connect to the content and to make the content of your presentation more memorable. And of course, it makes for more interesting delivery, especially if the mnemonic actually relates to the topic. So imagine that you could actually have the picture of an elf and you try to create a relationship by saying that the marriage elf can come into your home and clean up your marriage, like in the children's stories about elves cleaning up your houses. Now that will be memorable. After you have discussed the three short answers, the next part of your presentation is the action-oriented first clues. Now, this is where you summarize all of the discussions, you remind the audience of what you have said, and you emphasize again the call to action, the things that you want them to do, like to carry out that self-evaluation, apply what they have learned, buy your book, register for your course, or whatever else. After doing this, you should transition to the Q&A session. So, for example, you could say, we have discussed the marriage elf and how he can come back in and transform your marriage with more empathy, listening, and feedback from you, the couples. I will now invite your comments and your questions. I will take three comments at a time and provide answers, and we have a total of 20 minutes for the Q&A. The Q&A, therefore, comes next. Now, great presenters are able to use their audience analysis to anticipate potential questions, comments, or concerns that the audience may have. The idea is that you have to prepare properly for these possibilities. You see, the truth is this. While anyone may parrot an already well-prepared presentation, only someone with a thorough understanding of the issues can handle the Q&A session effectively. The Q&A is therefore where we separate the boys from the men. And this is where the real quality of your preparation and your capacity as a presenter shows. I remember many years ago, while I worked in the pension industry, we used to have this beauty pageant type of presentations where organizations would invite us to make a pitch one after the other to their employees. So all the pension fund administrators, PFAs, would pretty much line up. And one after the other, we would deliver a 5-minute pitch to a room of 300-400 employees. Now, on this particular occasion, the organizers at a government agency in Abuja, in Nigeria, didn't have enough speaking slots for all of us who were present. And they decided to offer only 4 speaking opportunities to the pension fund administrators whose chief executives were present. According to the organizers, the CEO coming there in person meant that he took their business very seriously. I was the regional manager at my own PFA at that time, and my CEO was far away in Lagos attending to some other equally important business. So it almost looked like myself and my company were not going to get a chance to make a mark and to sign up some clients. Anyway, after the presentations from the four CEOs, the first question from the audience completely caught all of them off guard, and they just couldn't and did not provide adequate answers. Then, by stroke of luck, the moderator decided to throw the question to the rest of us. I immediately raised up my hand and I responded, and thankfully, my answer and my response met the expectations of the audience. Thereafter, all the questions from the audience, every audience member would say, Mr. Barrow, please, can you answer this question? We have a question for Mr. Barrow and for Mr. Barrow's company. And like they say, the rest is history. We harvested plenty of forms on that day and opened plenty of new accounts. The final part of your presentation is the door opening final close. Now, I've seen a lot of inexperienced presenters hurry themselves off the stage after the Q&A and miss out on the opportunity to close with a bang. You see, at this point, you should be recollecting your main points and restating your call to action very confidently to the audience. Once I remember that I was so confident that I got the audience to read off my slides in unison to reiterate the five reasons why my company's offer was better than the competitors who were all sitting in the room. So everybody was pretty much just singing out the five reasons why Mr. Barrow's company was better. Later, the audience asked the competitors why they didn't also have five compelling reasons like Mr. Barrow's company. The rest again, like they say, was history. I have found that learning to speak confidently in public has transformed my career, my life, and I know that it will have the same effect on yours. I therefore encourage you to stop at nothing to improve your presentation and public speaking skills. Luckily, I have captured everything I know about speaking in public in a course on presentation skills that is available on the online EFICO at www.onlineefico.com. So I therefore invite you to take advantage of that course and to encourage everyone around you to do the same. I look forward to connecting with you same time next week on another learning-filled episode of the EFICO podcast. My name is Omagbishe Barrow, and I am your online EFICO.